Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Thank you so much, everybody, for having us here. I'm going to speak English because I think we want to show that this dialogue. I apologize for my voice. It has been an intense session of meetings, one-to-one with producers. The pictures that you see as I speak are just a portion of all the films that have been made in our territories. I am Levina Sata, I'm the Vice President of the Italian Film Commission Association. It's a non-profit organization that puts together the resources that each regional territory creates through the film commissions. We are a variety of 18 film commissions that cover the entire different locations and stories and professionalism that Italy can offer today to the audiovisual industry. I don't want to distract you from the obvious beauty of what Italy can offer. That is what everybody knows and search already. Not only our friends from the UK, but producers from all over the world, including new cinematographies coming from India, China, and the new players of the Eastern countries of the world. Italy is, as we know, not enough promoted patrimony. And what our organization plans to do is to offer a highly specialized service that can first and foremost fill the gap between what is needed by the film industry and the audiovisual industry in terms of services, languages, in terms of code of practice, and in terms of timing. And what our needed to update a bureaucratic administrative system requires to do. We want to be what Americans would call the facilitators, like a bridging institution between what already is there and available, but often hard to understand and decode. So if you want, we're trying to convey to our international partners by a system that I will describe in a minute, that Italy is actually already fully ready to welcome international productions and is actually already structured, even at the legislative side, to create the best conditions for the productions to happen in our territories. What the Italian Film Commission is trying to convey is a system of professionals that are your key mediator with a system of regulations that we are translating for you. The MIGBACT and our friends from the Direzione Cinema have already given us an overview of what the tax credit can do. In addition to D, at the fiscal and financial level, you have to consider an expanded proliferation of regional funds that intend to create additional value to the production locally. But Italy is not only about money and about funds. It's about local, below-the-line and above-the-line crews that are available, that we're training to be at the top of the request of the international services worldwide. We believe that our mission is not only to facilitate your work in the regions, but is also to introduce you to what is working at high level in our local economies. I'm talking about entrepreneurs. I'm talking about small companies that are actually in other industries and fields. Consider the manufacturing world, consider the new energies, or consider the high development of fields that are not immediately related to cinema and audiovisuals, that are actually creating increase of local GDP and are put in some regions. I can quote some just to be fair. Friuli Venezia Giulia launched the other day a regional fund. We have the Pindamont that has created within the Film Commission high financial system. We got Apulia, and we have more regions coming up with interesting initiatives and ideas. We are the mediators also with the local entrepreneurs that could join your projects in fiscal terms of investment. So please, forget the idea that film commissioners are still the regional functionaries, and please approach the film commissions with the demands of a creative producer. We think we can bring you, thanks to the renovation of the local legislations, we can provide you more than what you often require. it's not just about choosing amazing locations. That's, of course, the minimum we can do. It's also about doing a serious intervention in the development phase of your work. And in these, I must say, we were discussing this yesterday with Samantha. We learned from the British experience, for instance, get as early as possible in the process of the film so that the development phase includes already a highly tailored service from the jurisdiction where you intend to shoot. In addition to these elements of the relationship with the local economies and the local possible additional investors and key players that you have to consider, I think that what's happening, and I speak for all my fellows, is that the film commissions are also becoming significant, key players in the regional legislative game of transforming the existing laws about audiovisual and audiovisual regulations. Many of you know that it was 2004 when the first regional laws started. Tuscany was the first region to define a specific area of the legislation for cinema. And then slowly we got Piedmont, Lazio, Sardinia, Emilia-Romagna, Liguria, Friuli-Venezia Giulia, up to the latest of Marche and Veneto in 2009. This means that excluding the slow bureaucratic system that we are fighting every day with, you actually find regions that are including in their potential development strategies the audiovisual industry. Okay, this far, everything seems like very easy, perfect picture, why you're not here? Well, let's talk about gaps. The main gap that we have to fill for all the producers to come to Italy, and here I speak really for all of us, is timing. We work in structures that are administrative, we could call almost prehistorical timed institutions. Cinema is speeding up. We're a 3.0 culture. So we have to fill the gap, and you have to imagine like the Leonardo man skate stitches. We're like expanding our arms to keep together two worlds that have such a different speed that often cracks the system. One of the reasons why the Americans don't feel at ease in investing in Italy for cinema is because the VAT returns come 1 year and a half, 2 years after that the film is over. So, Samantha, when you launched the 28 days deadline, I took it as a personal challenge. I don't know if in 1 year we can match that. But what's happening at the moment in Italy is that we are really offering alternative solutions. This requires a much stronger attention to in-kind services. We have more and more Italian production companies that deal with post-production visual effects, video gaming, that offer the component of co-production through services. And I know that Carlo will launch fireworks in a minute, so I'm happy to be challenged by him. But there is a lot of soft money coming from other areas. And we are learning to make these other areas, Luca will give us some explanation in a minute, to negotiate more directly with the film commissions. We want to guarantee the quality of the product, the reliability, and the legitimation of a new transparent system of controlling productions. Code of practice, like the UK, are strongly combined with code of ethics. Because as we always say, productions leave the territory, film commissions stay. And we deal with the not often easy conflict of leftovers or unpaid bills that naturally productions can bring. So it's, I think, in the common experience of Italy and UK, this permanent sharing of best practices. I'll just throw you some numbers. The Italian film commissions are all part of, almost all of them, part of European networks that share as primary intention best practice. Of the UK regional funds, for instance, we are partner with the Film Agency for Wales, Screen South, and Film London. And part of the Film in Europe network, for instance, we have even Creative Scotland. This means that locally and at a very individual part, each film commission has already developed some kind of liaison. How does it work? Through programming European projects that we share for higher training of our below-the-line crews. through a much more systemic media literacy approach according to the new EU requirements. Very recently, a much more focused attention to green politics and eco-sustainability. And I could list many more areas in terms of competition, in terms of innovation of technologies where film commissions are working. Please visit our website. You see here, we are going to, I'm not going to talk about the relationship between regional funds and national funds. I'm closing. Because tomorrow there is a MIB-backed presentation that I all invite you to for the new web portal that will show even very physically how the regional and national funds are combining to make our territories more appealing and highly welcoming. Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.